Duncan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 151. We hit that big milestone last week of 150 shows, so thank you again for your support. And I hope you are doing okay out there, wherever you may be in the country. I trust that you're safe and healthy as we slowly return back to quote-unquote normal, even though we, you know, didn't wear masks before or practice social distancing. That wasn't a thing, but you know what I mean. On today's Tech It Out, we're going to start with a discussion about VPNs, what they are and why you want one, especially now. And then we're going to chat about a wonderful app called Storycatcher, designed to capture your loved one's stories, which can then be passed down to future generations. Then we'll end off with Rovio, about a new mobile game that they've got, but it's not Angry Birds, believe it or not. All of this and more on this week's Tech It Out, powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them shortly, but let's kick things off. It's been about a year since we've had our next guest on the program, so I'm thrilled to cover this topic again with him. We have Harold Lee joining us. We're going to talk about what a VPN is, a virtual private network, and learn some tips to using them. We're joined on the line by Harold Lee, Vice President of ExpressVPN, which is what I use. Welcome back, Harold.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
The world has changed quite a bit since we last spoke, and we are going to talk about COVID-19 in a couple of minutes from now. But let's start right from the top as a bit of a refresher, Harold. What is a VPN exactly, and why do privacy advocates suggest we use one?
Yeah, that's a great question. So VPNs provide a tool, a service, where your traffic, your internet traffic, is being tunneled through a secure server, a server in a different location, and that helps you in a number of different ways. It gives you more privacy and security because your traffic is encrypted, your IP address isn't visible to the sites and services that you're visiting, and also because you're sending your traffic through other servers, you can access content in other locations as well.
Okay, so the primary purpose is to browse the web anonymously. Otherwise, your IP address, which is your unique numerical indicator of where you are, you're going to get targeted probably by ads that are either relevant to your location or they're just looking at your browsing habits. So you're getting, you know, your internet service provider snooping on where you're going. You're getting Google and other search engines. You're getting social media platforms that are all watching where you're going and then trying to target things to you. Is that right?
Exactly. So, you know, when you're going from site to site or you're revisiting a site, you might wonder how are they figuring out that I'm the same person even though I'm visiting different sites, even from different devices at home. And the way that they're tracking you is by looking at your IP address, and that IP address is a unique identifier for you and also is something that can give away your location. So it can pinpoint what city you're in, and sometimes even more narrowly to perhaps what district you're in, what neighborhood you're in.
That's right. And that's pretty scary if you think about it. And then the secondary application, Harold, of a VPN is when you want to make it look like you're from another country in order to access content from there. So, for example, if you live in the U.S. and you want to access BBC Player, which is the U.K.'s content streaming service, then you can make it look like you're from the U.K. so you can access it. Or my friends in Canada who want to access American Netflix, they can make it look like they're from the U.S. by having a U.S.-based IP address, and then they can access Netflix down there.
Exactly. So whether it's blocks by services, it is blocks from, say, your employer's school, or in some countries, a country-level block of what sites and services you can access, a VPN helps overcome all of those types of blocks.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So how then do you choose the right VPN? There's many out there. Again, I'm a fan of the company that you work for, ExpressVPN, but how do you choose one when there's so many options?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think at the core is you have to be able to trust a company that's providing you with privacy and security, right? And often we say, if you're routing your traffic through us, that prevents your ISP from being able to observe all your traffic, but it means that you have to trust us not to be observing your traffic because your data is now going through our servers instead of going directly through the ISP. And so this is not where you want to save a few dollars. It's really important that you're picking a company that is taking those measures to make sure you're private and secure. And some things that we've done, for example, is we've undertaken audits. We've hired external auditors such as PricewaterhouseCoopers to validate our privacy policy to see if the promises that we're making are indeed validated by what processes and technologies we have in place. And also, you know, we do things like having advanced technology to minimize data risks. So something we have called Trusted Server ensures that servers are running in memory only. And for lay people, all that means really is that every time the server is rebooted, every single bit of data on that server is wiped clean. So it ensures that we're minimizing data risk. Even though we're not collecting any data in the first place, we want to make sure that there is absolutely no risk that there's a trace of data after we've rebooted our servers. So elements like that, I think your listeners can spend some time understanding more different VPN companies and what privacy and security measures they're taking.
Yeah, that's all great information. And anecdotally, there was another VPN that I was using that kept dropping me off the VPN service while I was using it and then exposing me, right? So, you know, that's something that happened all the time, no matter what device I was on. And that's just not acceptable in my opinion, where the whole point is to help you remain anonymous, right? It would just happen mid session. That has never happened with ExpressVPN. We're chatting with Harold Lee, VP of ExpressVPN. We chatted about what a virtual private network is and why privacy advocates suggest we use one. We talked about how to choose the right VPN for you and what separates ExpressVPN from the others. But now let's pivot and talk a little bit about COVID-19. More people are working from home. That's no secret. That's on a global scale. So we need to further protect ourselves, I would argue. Would you agree? And also tell us about some findings from a recent survey you commissioned.
Sure. So I think there's two things coming out of the COVID-19 experience. One is that obviously people are at home a lot more, so they're becoming increasingly conscious of their internet privacy and security needs. And the second thing, which we uncovered through a consumer survey we did, because we're often trying to do more research around privacy and security issues, was that people are really concerned about the measures that some governments and tech companies are taking to track the spread of COVID-19 and perhaps other diseases as well. While, you know, I think people agree that there is a need to combat the pandemic, there's also a concern that putting in too many measures to surveil people, to track them, and also whether or not those measures are eventually going to be sunsetted or whether they're going to continue into the future even after the pandemic has passed. And what we saw was 75% of people are concerned that contact tracing apps can violate their privacy. And a similar number, 77%, were convinced that they're at risk of mass surveillance long-term as a result of the increase in the prevalence of these types of contact tracing solutions or applications. So definitely something that's on people's minds. And it's not surprising given that I think what we've seen in the past when governments have put solutions in place for what they say is perhaps short-term surveillance, even measures like the Patriot Act, we see those provisions end up becoming permanent and become a permanent part of the surveillance landscape.
If our listeners want to read the results of this survey, you can go to the expressvpn.com blog. The headline is called something like Americans Distrust Contact Tracing Apps. So again, it's expressvpn.com/blog, and then you'll be able to see that there. Now let's talk, Harold, about some tips to getting the most out of your VPN. Regardless of which company you end up going with, is there any advice you can give on how to get the most out of their investment?
Sure. Well, one is to kind of first explore all the different things you can do with the VPN. So as we talked at the top, some people might be using a VPN at first because they've got privacy concerns, perhaps they have security concerns, or perhaps they want to access some content. And if you're entering the VPN space with one of those in mind, you can start thinking about the other ones. When I'm using public Wi-Fi in a cafe and a hotel and an airport, I should just turn it on to protect my security and privacy. Or if you're using it for privacy and security reasons, you can find out, hey, what are the bits of content, what are the shows that I could be watching that I can't right now because I'm located somewhere specific or I'm traveling, and there's great resources online for exploring where is the show available on Netflix or where is the show available on streaming in a different country or a different service. So I would say that's one thing. And then another really valuable thing is that people don't realize the range of devices that can be supported by VPN. So this can vary from provider to provider, of course, but in addition to just, say, your iPhone or your PC, a VPN and its associated proxying services can be used on a wide range of devices. So perhaps you're on your Apple TV and you want to stream content on that, or perhaps you have a internet-connected security camera at home and you're not confident about its security and encryption measures, you can actually use a router in your home that has ExpressVPN installed that can route all of your traffic through the VPN, so you don't have to worry about connecting those individual devices. Or if you just want to connect a media console, we've got great tutorials on figuring out how to set up your, say, Apple TV or your Amazon Fire Stick to be able to route its traffic through one of our servers.
This is all great advice, Harold. Finally, how much does ExpressVPN cost to start, and where can we learn more?
So the ExpressVPN plan just costs a few dollars a month. If you're signing up for 12 months at a time, that's $8 something a month. And if you're signing up for 1 month at a time, it's $12 something a month. So, you know, I think when you think about the spend on streaming services and other privacy and security measures, this is just a few dollars a month on top to make sure you're getting the most out of it.
100%. And if you're working from home, you could probably write off this software as well.
Great idea.
Harold Lee, thank you so much for your time. ExpressVPN.com for more. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Stay healthy.
Thanks a lot, Mark. You too.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with an app called Story Catcher on preserving your loved one's life stories to pass on to future generations. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, smart watches, tablets, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Especially given this global pandemic, where more than 120,000 Americans have already passed away because of COVID-19, and that's at the time of recording this, probably higher by now, it has also served as a bit of a wake-up call to better immortalize our loved ones so that their stories, their memories, can be passed down from generation to generation. I wrote about these so-called time capsule apps for USA Today the other week with a few different ways to capture amazing stories from relatives and friends so that it is archived forever. And I included one that I really liked called Story Catcher. Joining us on the line to talk about Story Catcher is April Bell. She's the co-creator of this app. Welcome to the show, April.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So Story Catcher is an app that, as the name suggests, catches your stories so that you can share them. And I know it's a bit grim in my intro about what's going on, but it's kind of hard to ignore that we are losing relatives when we maybe didn't expect to. And then you're like, oh my gosh, they had such great stories of being in the war, or what was it like growing up in America as a black man in the 60s, or, and we never caught any of this. So tell us a bit about what Story Catcher is all about.
Well, yeah. So, you know, as you say about the pandemic, is so one of the obstacles that I've experienced in my legacy video business along the way is that as human beings, we all kind of think we're immortal. So now we're sort of being presenced with this concept that, oh, maybe I'm not, and maybe my loved ones aren't. So then Story Catcher, it's really just like a fun and simple iPhone app that you can capture and share video legacy stories with. So when I started Tree of Life Legacies in 2008, I was committed to capturing people's legacy stories on video to allow them to share those stories with loved ones now and to pass those stories on as an heirloom gift for future generations. Because, you know, we all want to know where we came from, and research has actually proved that. Happiness research has also proved that children who know their family's narrative are happier and more resilient than children who don't.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, there was a research study that was done in the late 90s by Emory University, Robin Fivish and Marshall Duke. So one of the researchers' wives was a psychologist, and she worked with at-risk youth. And she noticed that the kids that were able to deal with stress seemed to have a common trait. And so she shared this with her husband, who happened to be a researcher, and he said, huh, interesting. And so him and his partner, so Marshall Duke and Robin Fivish, they created this, what they called a Do You Know survey, and it asked 20 questions about what the kids knew about their families. And so they combined their do you, so like things like, you know, do you know the where your grandparents came from? Do you know the story of your birth? Do you know how your parents met? Do you know of a tragedy that happened in your family? And so then they took their survey along with a variety of other psychological tests. And what they discovered was the kids that knew more about their family history displayed a greater sense of happiness and resilience than the children who didn't. And then what happened shortly thereafter is 9/11 occurred. And even though these kids weren't directly in the event, they were all affected by this national tragedy. So the researchers realized they sort of had this, you know, really unique opportunity to go back and assess the children, and they discovered that their hypothesis was correct, that the children who knew more about their family's history had a greater ability to navigate the stressors of that tragedy.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and then so what they discerned was that those kids had a more foundational sense of an intergenerational self. So they belonged to something more than just themselves. So it helped build up their foundation, supported them emotionally.
Fascinating. So Story Catcher, if you can walk us through how it works. You mentioned it captures a video chat with a loved one. I know there are other apps like StoryCore, which is an audio conversation, and then another one called StoryWorth, which is a written account of one's life and memories. But I love the idea of video, since we have this device in our pocket, you know, 80-odd% of the population does. So when we return on Tech It Out, I'm going to ask you how we get going with Story Catcher. What's the process like with that smartphone, and how are we prompted for questions, and then how do you save and share all of this information? We are talking about Story Catcher. This is an app that I wrote about for USA Today, among others, on what I call time capsule apps. This is a way to preserve your family's stories. Maybe you've got an aging parent or grandparent. Let's face facts, as grim as that sounds, they're not going to be around around forever. So you should archive these great stories of theirs once it's digitized. And with like 4K quality, amazing video quality that we can capture now, you will be very happy that you did this, because one day it may be too late. Again, not trying to sound alarmist here, but, you know, I have aging parents. I have a mom who's over 80, and she's had a few bouts of cancer. We've had a few scares. My dad is also slowing down. So these are the kinds of things that I want to preserve for my kids, my three kids, so they can best know their grandparents, of course. When we return on Tech It Out, we will continue chatting about Storycatcher. You're listening to the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions about the show, you can hit me up at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pipple's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4-line offer requires at least 1 port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With so many of us working from home, it's never been more important to remain connected to your company and colleagues. And that's where Microsoft Teams comes in. Talk, type, collaborate, all in one place. Jason Brahman is from Microsoft.
The easiest way maybe to think about it is this open sort of digital environment for getting work done in this open office space. And so it does, it gives you all those attributes that you just talked about, which is kind of your virtual filing cabinet through things like OneNote or through OneDrive. Note-taking through OneNote, content creation through PowerPoint and Word. But the ability, obviously, is a big piece of the collaboration. And so whether that's through chat, which tends to be far more efficient than email, or whether it's through voice or video, much like you and I are doing right now, I don't have to navigate to different tools to do it. It gives me that one canvas or that one pane of glass to be able to operate in.
Teams is available with an Office 365 subscription.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with April Bell, co-creator of Storycatcher. This is an app for iPhone and iPad that lets you capture video conversations with loved ones and then share it with those who matter. So walk us through how it works exactly.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. When you launch the app, you create a new story, and then you can tap on interview tips to see a variety of good questions to ask. And then we've broken that part out into some themes. So like legacy, anniversary, travel, pets. And then you record your storyteller speaking either to the prompt or whatever, you know, tale that you're capturing in the moment. And then right away or later, you when you have more time, you can add photos and some screen texts that help support your story. And then you can share it publicly or privately directly from inside the app. So you can share it to YouTube or Vimeo, or if you want to keep it private, you can upload it to Dropbox or save it to your camera roll or, you know, text it or airdrop it. So, you know, they're your stories, so you have total control over how they're shared.
All right, so it's not like you're just tapping record and winging it. There's more to it, it sounds like. You're not only provided some suggested questions, but you're also able to add other assets like photos into that one story.
Yeah, so it's really, it's just this simple tool that allows you to create these little mini documentaries. And you can do that as a single story or multiple stories together in a feature that we call collections. So ultimately, you can actually make a full documentary with the app.
And who would you say the app is for? If I sort of pressed you to figure out who your demographic is.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's for people that are interested in capturing and sharing their personal stories. So either you yourself have stories that you want to record, or maybe you have stories about your family history or your own experiences, your lessons learned, or maybe you know an amazing person with a story to tell and you want to capture that. What I always say is, you know, like, are you sick of seeing your kids staring at their smartphone at Thanksgiving? You know, you can just sit them down next to an aunt or a grandparent and have them capture some of those family stories that we've, you know, we've all heard a gazillion times, but then, you know, sadly they've forgotten the details of once our loved one is no longer around.
I think one of my favorite Apple commercials from a couple of Christmases ago was a teenager was on their iPhone during the holiday, to much of the family's disappointment around them, until they realized later on that, in fact, the teenager was capturing the spirit of Christmas with the family and then produced a video and then played it for everybody. So I think that's that was a nice little sort of reminder that while we think these kids are abusing technology, they're also able to use it as an efficient tool in order to create something sentimental.
Right. And I love that spot also. And then that's part of it. That's like what part of it like really inspires me about one, creating video stories, and two, using the technology we have today, because like this is really meeting kids where they're at and giving us a vehicle to like share with them our stories and our values and our philosophies in a way that they are open to receiving it.
I know you take privacy very seriously. Tell us about the steps that StoryCatcher goes through to protect your users' privacy.
Well, first of all, once you download the app, it's yours. And, you know, we don't do any data collection. I mean, fundamentally, that's it. And we've also removed some features from the app. We were connected to some other apps that we discovered were kind of sniffing around in people's phones. So we, you know, took that app off of our share function.
So let me guess, because I've played around with the app. I think it's a big one that starts with the letter F, and
yeah,
it rhymes with brace hook. So you removed Facebook as an option. Wouldn't you think that would be a popular platform for your users to share this video on? What do you tell the people when they write to you saying, hey, I can't share this to Facebook from within the StoryCatcher app?
Because they can just save the video to their camera roll, and then they can upload it by the Facebook app from their phone. So they can still do
Fair
it.
Enough.
We just took it out of the our share function.
Yep. That's commendable. All right. So, April, how much does StoryCatcher cost? And is there an Android version in the works? I am a Samsung Galaxy phone user.
Right.
But I have an iPad that I use for some apps that aren't available on Android.
So StoryCatcher is $4.99 on the Apple App Store, and we've been working on an Android version for a while, but it would seem that, you know, the iPhone's base model is just more powerful, and it can handle the video rendering function more readily than most Android devices. So we've been working on a different way to render the video so you could share them. No launch date yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. So it's because the Android device, there's so many Android devices out there that it's difficult or challenging to create an app that will work effectively on all the different processors out there and all the video capabilities and all that.
Correct.
Got it. By the way, for our Canadian listeners, Storycatcher is $6.99 Canadian from North Beach Apps, where April Bell is from, but $4.99 US, as you mentioned, and available for iPhone and iPad. April, thank you so much for your time. Finally, what's the best website for our listeners to learn more about the app, aside from downloading it from the App Store?
All right. So, yeah, you can go to storycatcher.app, and there are sample videos, and there's also step-by-step demo videos on there. So, you know, you can get yourself up and going with just about, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of watching the demo videos and playing around with it. And after that, it's pretty simple and easy to use.
All right. Storycatcher.app. So there's no .com in there. It's simply storycatcher.app. Yes. April, thank you so much for your time. Continued success with Storycatcher. And it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Stay healthy.
You too, Mark. Thanks.
Don't forget that coming up on the show, we're going to catch up with Rovio. This is an award-winning game studio based in Finland, best known for the Angry Birds franchise. It's been a huge, huge game franchise, as you know, over the past decade. It has led to online video series and movies like blockbuster Hollywood films and other merchandise like apparel and collectible action figures and all that. Well, they've got a new game coming out that is not based on Angry Birds. So we're going to catch up with them for a first look at Small Town Murders, as it's called. It's more of a puzzle game, but we'll get to all of that. You are listening to Tech It Out, powered by Asus. This company creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops, like its Chromebooks, its ZenBooks, VivoBooks, and ExpertBooks for the business person out there. They also make desktops and monitors and smartphones and tablets and smartwatches and gaming gear, the ROG or Republic of Gamers line of gear as well. Asus .com has more info, ASUS.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Reward Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
What is an easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer, right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome power calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out at Drawing the Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. One of the biggest video game franchises over the past decade has been Angry Birds, as you know. But the Finnish company, Rovio, responsible for that hit franchise, isn't resting on its laurels. To tell us all about a brand new puzzle game called Small Town Murders Match 3, we're joined by Mika Tams. He's the head of Rovio's puzzle studio, and he's on the line with us from Helsinki, Finland. Welcome to the show, Mika. I trust you're doing well.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
And you've got something positive to focus on, the launch of a new game last week, which we'll get to. But as I mentioned, Mika, off the top, Rovio is best known for its Angry Birds franchise. But many might not know that you have other mobile games. I know another one is called Sugar Blast, and a new one we'll be talking about shortly. So talk to us about Rovio.
Yeah, so true. Obviously, we are best known because of our Angry Birds franchise, and we are extremely proud of it. But at the same time, we are really focusing on creating new IPs as well, and one example of those is the Sugar Blast that we launched globally last year. And now we are looking forward to expand to create new IPs as well, and we are really excited to get first on this line out, and this is the Small Town Murders that we are talking about today.
Right, great. IP, of course, stands for intellectual properties, so this is like your own brand, your own new line of games. Before we talk about Small Town Murders, do you find, Mika, that people are playing more games during COVID-19, maybe as a way to stay entertained while cooped up at home?
Yeah, it is true. We see that it's clear that people in the countries where they needed to stay home have been playing more. Interestingly enough, it looks like that people don't play more times in the day, but when they play for a longer time at the one play session.
Maybe because their bosses aren't there at their homes making sure they go back to work quickly. Now let's talk, Mika, about Small Town Murders. So this is a match three game. Maybe you can explain what that kind of puzzle game is like and what makes Small Town Murders unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So match three is a gameplay mechanic that is really well known by the puzzle gaming audience. In short, it means that you're swiping your smartphone screen and trying to match tiles of the same color. And there are kind of boosters to help you. And as in Small Town Murders, these levels have been crafted every time for to kind of create this laid-back experience as a puzzle for you to solve. What is then different on the Small Town Murders and what we are really excited about is the narrative layer. So this is really driven by a story. There is a town called Thornton Grove, which is this kind of quiet town far away from the big city. This is the place where the kind of player will go and assume the role of this kind of aspiring writer called Nora Mystery, who is moving to this small town and finds that there are murders happening and tries to solve these murders. And this is really kind of an episodical, one story at a time type of a game on which, as we say, that's all of the puzzles. You will then solve that who is the murderer in the game.
All right, so you play as a young female reporter who wants to make a name for herself. She moves to a small remote town, a fictional town, and discovers that the residents there, some of them are being murdered, and she vows to find out what's going on to report this for the local newspaper, if I'm not mistaken. And then in order to deduce who may be the suspects for each case, you are playing that match three game. So that's where, like as you said, Mika, you use your fingertip to swipe colors from left to right to match three or more of the same tiles on the board. In doing so, it removes them. And then the other tiles cascade down the screen. So you've got limited moves per level in order to accomplish your goal, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And what is really kind of important in this type of games is that, as I was saying, that each level is uniquely crafted to create the kind of the best experience. We try to bring it to be fun and challenging, but not too challenging. So that it's not too difficult, not too easy, but a fun experience.
You know, I've been playing it, and I find that it is relaxing, but also challenging as well. So I think you straddled that line really well. We're chatting with Mika Tams. He's the head of Rovio's Puzzle Studio, based in beautiful Helsinki. We're chatting about a brand new game from Rovio, not an Angry Birds game this time around, but it's called Small Town Murders Match 3. Came out last week for both iOS devices like iPhone and iPad, as well as available at the Google Play Store for Android as well. Now, since this is radio, Mika, maybe you can explain what the graphics are like. I know some of our listeners may be familiar with Candy Crush, so does it look similar to that in the gameplay department?
Yeah, maybe you could say that the kind of the core game experience in many of these match 3 puzzle games, that there are similarities, so that the people who are fans of the genre can kind of understand immediately how to play, so to make the kind of experience to come into a new game relaxing and engaging. But what we're really excited about, the graphics themselves, is the story and kind of the characters are presented and how the town where the game is happening is presented. So we are kind of really happy that we've been able to create this light, unique looking, like a cartoon movie, looking like a game. That is, you know, it's a murder mystery, so it's a kind of a genre itself that could be taken in a different way, but we choose to take this kind of a lighthearted take and aim to present that with the graphics as well.
We're learning about Small Town Murders. It's a brand new puzzle game from Rovio, best known for their Angry Birds franchise. And hey, a free game during COVID-19 might just be what the doctor ordered to help us remain entertained without having to put our hand in our pocket for anything. There are some optional in-app purchases or in-game purchases, which we'll get to after this short break. We're going to learn more about the game, but couldn't come at a better time. You're listening to Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
We We're chatting with Mika Tams, head of Rovio's Puzzle Studio, about a brand new game for mobile devices called Small Town Murders Match 3. When you collect clues to solve a case, are you then asked to deduce who the suspect is, or is it just done for you? It seems that when I was playing, the game said, aha, this is the suspect. He's a delivery man. Or is there any sort of strategy or tactics that you as the gamer need to employ after you find out who the suspects are?
Yeah, we like to say that it's like solve puzzles and then you solve the case. So as a player, you are given the task to choose the order that the clues are collected to kind of reveal that who is the murderer. So the story reveals in the front of you as you play the game through. But from a storytelling point of view, we believe strongly that the best experience in this type of storytelling is this handcrafted, like a novel type of an approach. So it reveals the story for you, the game, but we believe that it could be too tasking if it would be that you need to kind of play the game of revealing the suspect too much. What we want you to do is solve the puzzles and learn then through the gaming who is the murderer.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know you can choose, okay, there are fingerprints on the banister or a photograph that fell on the floor, and you can choose the order, but I didn't know if that impacted the gameplay at all. Mika, what's your favorite feature of Small Town Murders?
I would obviously kind of answer all of them, but if I pressed to kind of give one, I've been talking about the story a lot, and I think that's the thing that makes the difference compared to the other games. I love the fact what the team has been able to do, the lighthearted take of the genre, the murder mystery, the topical pop culture references, beautiful location, and just the sheer amount of characters that you meet during the game. It's really, really stunning, and I'm really excited about that. And then also that there are always kind of new murder mysteries coming. The game will go forever, hopefully. So that's kind of the part that I'm really excited, the narrative layer in the game.
Before we wrap up and talk about how much the game costs, and I think I know the answer there, is it scary to venture outside of the familiar Angry Birds territory, or do you find that exciting?
Well, it's absolutely really exciting. As I'm saying, we're really proud about Angry Birds, but obviously this type of game, such as the Small Town Murders, gives the game makers opportunities to tell different type of stories and create different type of experiences. So we are really, really excited about.
And did Rovio make the game, or you published the game made by somebody else?
No, this is a truly homemade experience.
Okay, so great.
It's
yeah.
Coming from the Puzzle Studio and from our office here in Finland.
Okay, thanks for clarifying, because I know some of our listeners may not know the distinction between a game developer, the folks who actually make the game, and a game publisher who will fund another company to make the game, and then they're responsible for distributing it and marketing it and all that. But in this case, you're both the publisher and the developer for Small Town Murders.
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. All right, finally, most of these kinds of games are what we call freemium, so they're free to download and play, but there's often an optional in-app purchase with these kinds of games. Is that the case with Small Town Murders?
Yes, that's exactly the case.
So it is free to play, and as I mentioned, for both iOS and Android. And then what would you pay for if you wanted to take advantage of those microtransactions within the game? What are you actually buying?
Yeah, there are a couple of different things. You can buy more moves. So when you fail a level, you can choose to continue. You can buy boosters, and these are the items that help you during the level. And you can buy lives. So that, you know, you run out of lives, you need to wait, and then you can come back to the game and play more, or you can choose to continue by buying more lives. And the games is also supported by these ads, so that where you can watch an ad to obtain this kind of advantage in the game.
Yeah, you know, when there's a free game that you want to play, often we do watch ads, which is a way for Rovio to make some money. After all, it is not cheap to make a new game. All right, Mika, is there a website where we can learn more about the game, or do you want to just recommend to download it from your favorite app store?
I would absolutely recommend downloading the game and, you know, letting us know that what you think about the game.
Right. Feedback is important. Give it a star rating and write a little note for the App Store or Google Play. Mika Tams from Rovio, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on Small Town Murders. I hope it does really well for you, and stay healthy out there.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And it's also been a pleasure having you, our listeners, join us for the 151st episode of Tech It Out. Thank you for listening along, whether it's on your local radio station or in podcast form. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. If you have any suggestions for me on upcoming guests, you can email me at tech@marksaltzman.com. And I'm also all over social media. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on their stellar products. That's asus.com/US/radio. Have a healthy and safe week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Texas putting the brakes on its reopening plans after a spike in coronavirus cases. Governor Greg Abbott ordering all bars to shut their doors immediately. The owner of the Cajun Kitchen in Houston says the virus's surge is tough on his business.
We were hoping it would turn around by May, but now that everything is going in the wrong direction, it doesn't look like we're going to be over this anytime soon.
Some places that appear to have avoided the worst of the coronavirus outbreaks are seeing surges of infections as worries shift from major cities to rural areas. Much of the focus on big Sun Belt states like Texas and Florida that have reported thousands of new cases a day. European Union envoys are close to finalizing a list of countries whose citizens will be allowed back into Europe once it begins lifting coronavirus restrictions. U.S. appears almost certain not to make the list as new infections surge and President Trump's ban on European travelers. Facebook says they'll start flagging all, in their opinion, newsworthy posts from politicians that break its rules, including those from President Trump.
There's no newsworthy exemption to content that incites violence or suppresses voting. And even if a politician or government official says it, if we determine the content may lead to violence or deprive people of their right to vote, we're going to take that content down, no matter who says it.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Critics of the move argue that flagging is equivalent to editorializing, which exceeds the Section 230 protections. Facebook is also banning false claims intended to discourage voting, such as stories about federal agents checking legal status at polling places. Ethiopia says it's ready to begin filling a $4.6 billion hydroelectric dam on the Blue Nile within the next 2 weeks, and construction will continue. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Belief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
An American senior citizen being jailed in Spain was an unwitting drug mule, according to U.S. authorities, who say he fell for one of the oldest schemes out there.
Victor Stemberger was lured by emails inviting him to make millions. Now the 76-year-old Virginia man sits in a Spanish jail 1 year after flying into the country with cocaine sewn into bubble jackets. His family says he has cognitive issues and didn't know about the drugs. The U.S. Justice Department told Spain Stemberger was tricked by a West Africa criminal network, according to correspondence obtained by the AP. The feds have warned about scams targeting the elderly into becoming drug mules. They say in 2016 they intercepted more than 140 unwitting couriers and that over 30 are believed to still be in jail. I'm Julie Walker.
UK counter-terrorism police charged a 25-year-old man with three counts of murder for an attack in an English park last week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Thomas Blanton Jr., the last of three one-time Ku Klux Klansmen convicted in a 1963 Alabama church bombing that killed four black girls and was the deadliest single attack of the civil rights movement, died in prison yesterday at the age of 81.
Governor Kay Ivey's office said Blanton died of natural causes. He was being held at Donaldson's Prison near Birmingham. In May 2001, Blanton was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. When asked by the judge during sentencing if he had any comment, Blanton said, "I guess the good Lord will settle it on Judgment Day." A parole hearing was scheduled next year for Blanton, and the victim's family members plan to attend in opposition to his release. George Rudolph said, on behalf of his wife, she hopes that he found Jesus Christ and repented. Patrick Foss reporting.
Lane Kern Sr., known as Mr. Mardi Gras in New Orleans, he was a float builder. He died this week at the age of 93. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your pug in a panic over the fireworks? Are your Himalayans hiding due to the noise? Does your terrier seem terrified by the loud booms? Well, if you love animals, and I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to understand how your dogs and cats think and behave the way they do, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week here on this show, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is humping, your cat's not using a litter box, your dog keeps you up at night, your cat scratched your favorite chair, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pets, great time to give me a call. And if you happen to be a new listener to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and does in fact get through to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous, fabulous gift. It's not for you. It's for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you. Many of the gifts I give away are worth $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, your dog or cat will receive a great gift from the Pet Show. The phone number here at the show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Here's what I have planned for today's show. Loud bangs, whizzes can make some dogs and cats shake, become vocal, shiver, hide, while others stick to their guardians like Velcro. Coming up on today's show, how to comfort your dogs and cats that are freaking out over the fireworks. And it's only going to get worse this week. Also coming up on today's show, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic's toll on humans has been well documented. But what about the dogs and cats of those guardians that become seriously ill? What becomes of those dogs and cats? I've got the answers. Also, the oldest living golden retriever in history, I'll share that story. And I'll tell you the story about a woman who claims her dog ate her absentee ballot and wants to know if she can still vote. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping or humping, digging, scratching, barking too much or not enough, your cat looks at the litter box and says, no way. Your dog isn't eating, or your dog's eating too much, counter surfing, hates other dogs, suffers with separation anxiety or depression, keeps you up at night. Oh, you've just come to the realization, guys, finally, after all these years, you've realized that your dogs and cats happen to be a little bit brighter than you. Give me a call. That's what this show's all about, helping you cope with your pets, more than likely helping your pets cope with you. 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, how are your pets reacting to the fireworks? How are your pets reacting to the fireworks? I want to know. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. So let's get right to it and start out with a phone call from my friend Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Mr. Eckstein.
You can call me Warren, Lisa. That's okay. What can I do for you?
Okay, Warren, here's my thing. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, and I'm going to get right straight to the point. My husband listens to your show every weekend.
Well, you're married to a smart man then, Lisa.
Yeah, no, he loves you. And I'm beside myself because I don't know what to do. My dog seems, and he is a rescue, and she seems to develop the habit of biting holes in herself all over, and now I'm up to four, so I had to put the cone on her, which I didn't like, but it's prudent. And I'm wondering, and I have a plethora of things I've applied to her, but I'm wondering if you have any ideas.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Have you taken the dog to the vet?
No.
Okay, so you have no idea what's causing it.
Well, I think it's fleas, but I give her flea medicine.
Okay, but we thinking it's fleas, that's a possibility. It could be any number of things. So what I would be doing at this point, first of all, bless you for rescuing this dog, Lisa. You're an amazing woman as far as I'm concerned, and your husband's amazing as well. but and for rescuing this dog. But it's only fair to the dog and only fair to you guys as well. Take him to the vet, have an exam, let him be checked. If it's fleas, then the vet will recommend some stuff to you, and I'll send you some stuff as well. But it may not be fleas. It may be an allergy. It may be something entirely different. It could be a thyroid problem. So let's have the dog checked, find out what's causing the itching. Once we know what's causing it, we can resolve it a lot easier. In the meantime,
Go ahead, Lisa.
What were you going to say?
Yes, I'm finding I furminate her every single day.
Yeah, but that means nothing. You know, you're treating the outside. Dogs very often will scratch from the inside. It's something internally that's making them itch and making them want to scratch. So it could be something. Could be an allergy to food. Could be fleas. Could be something in your home. Could be some fertilizer outside. But we can't guess on that. Your dog won't guess what's wrong with you, and we shouldn't guess what's wrong with the dog. Let's get the dog to the vet. Let's find out what's wrong. Let's treat it. Let's get it over and done with. You'll be happier, but more importantly, your dog will be a whole lot happier as well. But let me do this, Lisa. I got to move on. Let's put Lisa on hold. I'm going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Nothing, and I'm telling you, nothing better on the market to stop excessive shedding, dry skin, itching, and dander. But we first have to find out what's causing it. Check with your vet. In the meantime, it'll be on its way to you, my Hugs and Kisses, and I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. Ruth, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
I'm doing super. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. I have a small Maltese. He's a year and a half years. He's a year and a half old. Name is Otis, and whenever he doesn't get his way on something, whenever he wants to have his way, he will snarl. And even though he's little and he's only 6 pounds, he has nipped at me once, and broken the skin once, but, it was just a scratch. But I've taken him for AKC training.
What did the trainers do? In other words, they taught you how to train the dog, but did it resolve the problem?
No, it didn't.
Okay, so the problem is you love your dog. You could care less whether your dog sits every time you tell him to sit. You just want him to stop being aggressive, right?
Correct.
Okay, this is where trainers often lose me, okay? And believe me, I've trained over 40,000 animals myself. Very often they focus on teaching the dog to heel, sit, stay down, and come, which is critical and very important. But you need to use those in conjunction with resolving the behavior issue that you're talking about, which in your case is aggressive behavior. The minute the dog shows aggressive behavior for you, what most trainers would recommend is that you yell at the dog, say to the dog, no, bad dog, phooey, what did you do? Or even worse, put a collar on him, jerk him around. None of that nonsense is acceptable. What you need to do is when the dog shows you any type of aggressive behavior, you need to establish positive authority right then and there. So that's when the leash and the harness come out. It's a Maltese, so it should be a harness. And that's when you need to practice the basic training you've learned. So in other words, when the dog shows aggressive behavior towards you, if you back away, you're reinforcing that behavior. If you become aggressive with the dog, you're only going to make the dog more aggressive. It becomes that survival instinct. What you need to do is take that positive authority that you've established with the basic training and now put it into practical use. So if it's a couple of minutes afterwards, then so be it. Or if you know specific times when he tends to get a little grouchy, then beforehand. But that's what you need to do right now, is don't deal with aggression by being aggressive. Don't deal with aggression by walking away. Confront the aggression only by using the positive authority you've established with the basic obedience truth. That's really where you need to be. And I got to tell you, hundreds, thousands of the dogs I've rescued over the years and have trained for people have come out of situations very similar to yours. And very often, it's a smaller dog that has a bit of a Napoleon complex. And people yell at the dog, and that just makes the dog want to survive more. So go back to your basics. That's where you need to be. Ruth, can I send you a copy of my book so you can follow it specifically?
I actually have it, and we use it on the Bible here in the house.
How about reading it?
No. I honest to goodness, we do. We use it as a Bible. I've got notes written throughout all the margins.
All right, go back to the book. Focus on the basic training as if he's never had it. He'll sit, stay down, and come. And any time the dog shows any assertive or aggressive behavior with you, that's when I want him to get a lesson. If you're consistent and he realizes there's no need to show that aggressive behavior because he's going to be challenged in a positive way by you, that's where you need to be. Keep doing that. I got to move on, but let's put you on hold. I'm going to send you instead, because you already have the book, I am going to send you, you know, what? I'm going to send you also a jar of my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, and I appreciate that phone call. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. You know, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food. And you know by now that Lucy Pet Food is the food that I feed my own pets for many reasons, but most importantly because it has that so important prebiotic formula. And I want you to listen carefully. You know, the benefits of Lucy Pet Food go way beyond the fact that I just feed them. Police departments, municipalities, individual rescues all over the U.S. and Canada are now realizing the benefits of feeding Lucy Pet Food. In fact, I want you to hear from a friend of mine. His name is Danny Casson, and Danny happens to be the senior canine officer with the Oxnard Police Department. Danny, I know that you've been working with police dogs for well over 20 years. And I know that dogs feel good, obviously work better, no different than you or me. Like really, really trained professional athletes, these dogs, the dogs you guys work with, have to be on their top game every time you go out. Your life really counts on it. So with all the different foods on the market, all the different things that you can use, why is it that Oxnard Police Department Canine Unit and so many other units all across the U.S. and Canada decided to feed Lucy pet food, and what are some of the benefits you guys have actually seen by feeding Lucy?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years, and when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time, and sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, thanks a lot, Officer Casson, first of all, for the amazing work that you and the dogs do every single day keeping us all safe. And again, a big thank you to my friends at Lucy Pet Food for keeping those dogs and my dogs healthy and happy. Lucy Pet Food is available. Check out their website. Some amazing deals going on right now. It's LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. Lucy Pet Food is also available at Amazon.com. And if you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Chewy.com. So there's absolutely no reason that you're not giving your dogs and cat the best food on the market, the food I feed my own pets, Lucy Pet Food, available at LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com, Amazon.com, or Chewy.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said when four monkeys were playing on the bed.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is it a cold, allergies like I have, or worse,
How do you know if you've contracted the coronavirus? There's lots of online tools to help, and one of them is 19check.com. We spoke to developer Kathy Tai.
19check is an online telehealth assessment platform that anybody can go on for free to check how likely they are to have coronavirus. So it's a symptoms checker, it's a survey that they fill out, and based on their answers to the questions, we calculate their risk score from low, medium to high. And we can also connect them for free to a nurse practitioner via video consultation. So they can book a time and speak to a medical staff on our team to be able to understand more about their symptoms and whether or not they should be visiting hospital in person.
The website is simply 19check.com. That's the number 19check.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
He wants to be a cat. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein at number 877-725-8255. Hey, here's a little quote you can take from me. A dog trainer, any dog trainer or behaviorist should always set a dog up for success, not for failure. For example, if the dog has a behavioral issue and the trainer says, well, I'm going to take him and face that behavioral issue with him, that's not the way to go. The dog's going to react in a negative way. Build it up gradually. A dog trainer and behaviorist should always set a dog up for success. That's the best way to get results. Let me get back to the phone lines here. We have Arnie, Bess, Jane, Anthony, and Lois right now. We are going to my friend Jane. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Is this me, Jane?
It's you, Jane.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Warren.
Hello, Jane.
My first time hearing your show, and just the small amount I've heard so far has helped me so much. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I appreciate that. Now you got to listen every week, Jane.
I may have to do that.
You may have to. What can I do to help you out today?
Okay. I am a medically disabled senior. I look like a normal person. I've got numerous medical conditions that sometimes interfere with my activity level.
Okay.
I live upstairs, 16 steps that lead to the sidewalk.
Yeah, I don't want to run out of time, and I just want what. So, what's your specific question about the animals?
My specific question is: I have a 15-year-old miniature poodle.
Oh gosh!
And I have a 9-year-old neutered male wire-haired terrier mix, horsehair terrier. They are my emotional support animals. I rescued them years ago. Just as pets. And sometimes I put pee pads in the bathroom for them to use at night, and also when I can't take them out or have nobody to take them. So I feel kind of bad about it. And and today the poodle had an accident and she felt really bad, and I know it's not because of me, because that's
so, in other words, is your question to me, in other words, do you feel guilty because you can't take them out? Is that it, Jane?
I can't take them out as often as I would like.
Okay. Is it possible that you can hire someone or find a Boy Scout, a Girl Scout, someone in the neighborhood that can take them out that extra time during the day as they get older and don't have the ability to hold themselves the way they used to?
Absolutely. I have been doing that. And I have a bunch of people who help me when possible. It's just that sometimes, it's hard living in a little tiny, in a one big.
Jane, listen, I don't want to run out of time, so let me put Jane on hold. Let's put Jane on hold. We'll come back to Jane after I take a break here. We'll get back to you, Jane, I promise. We also have Anthony, we have Lois, we have Arnie, we got Bess. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Question of the day is, how are your dogs and cats reacting to the fireworks out there? Are they going crazy? Are they dealing with it? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. The phone number, I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You win, especially on
on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Is in the area, how close is the pee pad in the area where that door is?
Just a few inches.
Does he have to go past the door to get to the pee pad?
The door opens into the bathroom and he has to walk in to the pee pad.
Okay, so in other words, where he peed is before he got to the pee pad.
No. He will stand on the pee pad or on the edge and lift his leg.
Oh, in other words, he's on the pee pad, but he's not a good aim.
He lifts his leg. He's aiming at the door.
Okay. Oh, well, what I would do, listen, in this case, there's a lot of things that can be done, Jane, but I think this case, with the age of the dog and the fact that he's using the pad, but he's just kind of hitting the door at that point, have you checked out some of those poles that are available for male dogs that you can put in the middle of the pee pads so he can lift his leg on that instead?
No, I haven't seen that. He's only 9.
9 what? Years? Months?
Years.
Okay, so he's 9 years old. You know, he's not a puppy anymore. How often does he do it? Every day?
Oh, no. If I take him out, he's okay. If he goes out, he's okay. Sometimes he holds it all night.
In other words, he's going when it seems to me that he's going when he really has to go. The only thing I would recommend that you do, okay, is I would find one of those pee poles that you can buy or a fake fire hydrant. I would put it in the middle. He obviously needs something to lift his leg on. If you don't give him something to lift his leg on, where do you want the pee to go? It's got to go somewhere. It's got to go to the door or somewhere. So give him a pole or something. They're available if you go through Amazon. They're available on the market. That's where you need to be right now.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You keep listening. Give it a shot. I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to send you something. I am going to send you for your dog. You know what? I am going to send you a T-shirt, and the T-shirt says, "None of my friends walk upright," because you sound like you love animals. On its way to you, I appreciate the phone call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We are going to my friend Anthony. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. God bless you. You just answered some of my questions about the 4th of July. I was just wondering, you would recommend some of that CBD or hemp oil?
Yeah, hemp seed oil, CBD oil has been a really pretty amazing product. A lot of people have had a lot of success with it, you know, for different reasons because of my RA. I've been on hemp seed oil for, 15 years. So anyway, yeah, the hemp seed oil can make a difference. However, it's not going to make a difference as rapidly. It may make a little bit of a difference. What I'm going to do is, would you like me to send you some hemp seed oil, Anthony?
Okay, now I've got a second question also. Now, I got a biter. She is a rescue dog, but I think she's antagonized by the other female dog in the house, and she doesn't get enough attention. I'm thinking of getting her a muzzle because I tried to give her a bath, and at all times she will just rip my fingers open.
Here's the deal, Anthony. I want you to get a muzzle, okay? But listen to me carefully. I want you to put it on you, not on the dog.
You're right.
I think I'm right. I know I'm right. When you put a muzzle on a dog, it's like putting a straitjacket on a normal person. We don't know. You rescued the dog. Maybe the dog was abused when it was being bathed in the past. What I want you to do is whatever area you're going to bathe the dog in, don't put any water in the tub, in the shower, wherever you do it. Just put a non-skid mat down. Walk in there with her every day. Put a treat on the floor, a toy on the floor, and leave. Let her get comfortable in the area where she's going to be bathed. Once you've accomplished that, then what you can do is you can put maybe a half inch of water on the floor. Let it just stand in that. Then a little bit more. What I want you to do is decondition the situation, desensitize it to the water. We don't know. It sounds to me like maybe when she was taken off the streets or whoever rescued her just threw her in a tub and rubbed it down and bathed her and got, who knows what they did. Clipped the nails too hard. Let's reinvent it. Let's reinvent the bathing into a positive tub, whatever you're going to do, no water, just a hangout place, give her a treat, a toy, give her a massage, whatever you need to do, a rubber ducky, whatever needs makes her feel comfortable, that's where you need to be, and little by little, you'll bring her around. I've had so many dogs that I've rescued over the years that absolutely despise water. Why? Very often, when they're at a shelter, a lot of the people at the shelter will actually, to quiet the dogs down, will squirt them with water, making them afraid of the water, which, as far as I'm concerned, is insane. So that's where you need to be right now. Anthony, what I'm going to do, I was going to send you something different, but instead, I think what I'm going to do, Anthony, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want you to read the entire chapter on the proper way to bathe. And then if you want to get some of that hemp seed oil, I want you to go to this website. You can go to my website, thepetshow.com, thepetshow.com, and we have some of the Nature Vet hemp seed oil there as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Take a break. When we come back, we have Lois, we have Arnie, we have Bess, we got Linda. We'll get to all your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. I time to tell you about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Because listen to me carefully. If you're like most pet guardians and you're sick and tired of your dog or cat's constant scratching and itching, and you're tired of that dander, you're tired of that dry skin, you're tired of fleas, you're tired of hair all over the house, you're tired of your poor cat suffering with hairballs, listen, solving those specific problems actually was my inspiration almost 35 years ago for working and putting together and developing my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And I worked with the top veterinary nutritionists to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. In fact, Hugs and Kisses is the only supplement on the market with my signature and my face on the label. And now, yes, my own Hugs and Kisses supplements have been a healthy daily treat for literally generations of dogs and cats. But don't take my word alone. I want you to go to my website, thepetshow.com. Don't forget that T-H-E, thepetshow.com, or go to amazon.com, or go to walmart.com, and I want you to read all of the 5-star verified testimonials about hugs and kisses. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander dry skin is driving you crazy, and your cat is suffering with hairballs, relief is just a click away. Visit my website, thepetshow.com, thepetshow.com. You can order the hugs and kisses supplements there, or you can order the hugs and kisses supplements at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member at Amazon, shipping is free, and check it out at Walmart.com as well, or if you want, you can call my office. So, if you want to get your cats and dogs as healthy as possible, you want to get them on Hugs and Kisses, check them out on my website, thepetshow.com, Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or you can call my office directly, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, 1-800-430-HUGS, that's 1-800-430-4847, or simply log on to thepetshow.com. I'm Warren Eckstein, this is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, figured, small-eyed, running all around.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, HIPEC for short, is a unique procedure used to treat stage 4 cancers that have spread inside the abdominal cavity. Following surgery to remove the cancer, the abdominal cavity is bathed with hot chemotherapy to kill any microscopic cancer cells that might have remained.
The procedure has been around since the 1980s, but really hasn't gained favor until recently, as we are starting to see more benefits with it than we did in the past.
And less complications. Dr. Sanjay Bagaria explains how it works.
So we're able to give a very high dose of chemotherapy that can kill cancer cells, but we only leave it inside the abdomen for about 90 minutes.
Dr. Bagaria says the short time frame limits how much chemotherapy is actually absorbed into the body, which also limits potential side effects. While it's not without risk, the procedure is giving time and hope to some patients. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Mighty Mouse is on his way. We are back on the Pet Show on Warren X. Let me get right back to the busy phone lines here. We are going to my friend, I believe it's Lois, in the great state of Washington. Hey, Lois, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure, Lois. What can I do to help you or your pets?
Well, it's my sister's pet, her son's pet. It's a cat. It's about 2 years old, and it will not use the litter box.
Tell me a little bit about that. How many people in the household and how many pets in the household?
There's one pet in the household. My sister lives there with her two grandchildren. They're 8 and 13, and then her son, who's 39.
Okay, so here's my next question, okay? Where did this cat come from?
I'm not sure. I think he found it or somebody gave it to him when it was a baby.
And how long has he had the cat? How long has the cat been living there?
For about 2 years. Well, he's been there about a year because he was living in his own trailer and he lost his trailer, so he moved in with my sister.
Okay, so here's my question. Does the cat go outside or is it strictly an indoor cat?
Yeah, no, it goes outside a lot. But
okay, here's what I want you to do, okay? The fact that it goes outside and the fact that it's not using the litter box consistently, what I want them to do is tell them temporarily to get a second litter box. But instead of putting litter in it, what I want them to put in the litter box is some dirt and grass from outside. Maybe the cat is really comfortable with going on dirt and grass, especially covering up or trying to be territorial with the scent of other cats. So he has litter in one cat litter in the house. The other litter box is going to have dirt and grass from outside. This is something I have to do frequently with people that have rescued feral cats or cats that have never used a litter box. In this case, he might have used the litter box, but the fact that he's indoor-outdoor may be confusing. So let's take a second litter box. Let's put that second litter box in the house, fill it with some dirt and grass from outside. I'm also going to send you a different kind of litter to use in the other litter box that he's not using consistently. I'm going to send you some Lucy Pet. In fact, I'm going to do a commercial for them in a second so you'll hear more about it. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. So two things. Number one, keep the one litter box, and you're going to put the new litter I'm going to send you in it. Get another litter box, put it a couple of feet away with dirt and grass from outside, and then just make sure they clean up with a good stain and odor remover, and I think you'll be absolutely fine, Lois. I think he'll be back in the litter box in no time at all.
One more quick question.
Go ahead.
A problem. I have a little dog. She is a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix, mostly Pomeranian. You think she's pit bull? But anyway, I have had her since she was a baby, and I always took her with me everywhere because my doctor told me I needed a service animal.
Sure.
For my anxiety. And then the stores won't let me have her with me in the store because she's not the right kind of service dog. So I can't take her in when the weather's
bad. Here's what you need. You need to get a note from your doctor or a psychologist or a psychologist specifically saying you have a need for this dog. You can't just say it's an emotional dog without having some type of written proof from a psychologist or a psychiatrist. That's what you need to do, Lo. Speak to your doctor. He can probably give you one, too. I got to move on. Let me put you on hold, and we are going to send you some Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. You know, I talked about that last week. There's a big difference between a service dog, an emotional support dog, and a therapy dog. An emotional support dog doesn't have the same rights as other dogs and other animals going in, but you can use them, but you need to get
something in writing from a licensed psychologist, psychiatrist, or your doctor actually saying you have the need for an emotional support animal. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break. When we come back, Nancy, Neil, Bess, and Arnie. But right now, you just heard me give some of this away. In all the years I've been talking to you guys, it very, very rarely, in fact, you've never seen me recommend any type of cat litter till about a year and a half ago when I came across Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, the first and only cat litter I've ever recommended, and I've been working with cats since I traveled with Morris all over the country. And let me explain why this is the only litter I recommend. I want to talk about ammonia. Ammonia is a silent pet killer. Exposure to ammonia is unhealthy for all pets. In fact, it's unhealthy for people as well. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents the ammonia from forming. Doesn't cover it up or get rid of it. It actually prevents it from forming. In fact, it's so amazing. It's patent-pending technology will keep your home healthy and keep your home odor-free. Ammonia, yes, ammonia is the main cause of litter box odors. But with Cat's Incredible keeping the litter box ammonia-free, common sense tells you the litter box is going to stay fresher longer and, again, smell the way you would want your home to smell. Cat's Incredible is safe. It's reliable and, yes, can be used with every single cat. So I know what you're saying. Warren, why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter? Here's why. It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats really do prefer. Even those finicky felines will be incredibly happy with their new litter. So let's talk about healthy cats. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and many of those alternative litters. Bad, bad, bad. This can actually cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and many other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, environmentally sourced, made right here in America by Lucy Pet Products. Now, here's what I want you to do. Check out Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, available at LucyPetFood.com. Some great deals. Check it out today. LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. Cat's Incredible Litter is also available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com, and if you happen to be a Prime member at Amazon, shipping is free, so check it out today. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter at LucyPetFood.com, Amazon.com, or Chewy.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember.
what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We are back on the Pet Show. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, Arnie, Best, Neil, Nancy, Terry, don't go anywhere. Arnie, you'll be my first call. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. You know, the pandemic's human toll has been well documented, but what about the dogs and cats of those who become seriously ill? Here's what's going on. For example, in New York, what's going on in New York, sometimes what happens is someone gets the coronavirus. They don't realize, but they got to be hospitalized for a while. What happens to their dog or cat? Or what if they pass away? Well, there's actually a group of veterinarians and other people that will go into the apartments. They know what they're doing. They've been trained. They're covered head to toe so they don't get the COVID-19. And they're going in and the gloved hands and they're taking kibble and litter and taking care of these pets as best they can, ultimately finding home. So if you know someone in the area, hopefully some more work like that is being done, because if someone has to be hospitalized, what's going to happen to their pet? 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With many of us now working from home, it can be challenging to collaborate and communicate. But that's where Microsoft Teams comes in, allowing you and your colleagues a single canvas, a pane of glass to have all your work and communicating in one place. Microsoft's Jason Brahman has more.
For us, it's not one pane of glass. It's not this jarring experience having to jump across multiple tools to accomplish the same things. We all know that time is money and time is productivity. And so the ability to have all of those things within that canvas, as you talked about, gives everybody a more efficient way to be able to accomplish the things that they need to get done. But doing so in a way that's very visible, is very integrated, and certainly accessible across the team so that everybody stays in the know, but also creating tools where every voice and expression can be heard and thus making it a far more inclusive experience.
Teams is available with Office 365.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.